I want to just apply, make an application of what he just said, which I agree with. What he just said about Paul wrote the words that were newly inspired to him from the Lord, and he wrote them down, and they are the pure, preserved Word of God. But there were copies made, and some people took some of those copies and corrupted the Word of God. Not just taught it wrong or taught false, deceptive teachings, using the Word of God to back up what their opinions were. Not just that, but they actually corrupted the Word of God, their copies of it. And they took their copies and spread them around to Alexandria, Egypt, and other places. But remember that there were still the pure Word of God copies that were out there. And the Lord prospered them. There were, 5,000 of them now that we've found so far, and almost totally in agreement, with just small differences in a few places. But it's not like the corrupted Word of God that has many errors in it and scratch outs. As you read it, it would look like something I used to do when I was trying to figure out formulas and stuff. Every inch of paper was covered with numbers and arrows, and that's the way that it looked. I've seen pictures of it, and you couldn't persuade somebody that that's the Word of God if they saw it. But the pure Word of God is available today. Pardon me. We're going to have a song, and then we'll get into the second lesson of 2 Timothy, the last book written by Paul.